Just over 3 weeks ago, the Tampa Bay Times purchased its Cross the Bay rival, the Tampa Tribune, and promptly shut it down. That ended a 123-year run of the Tribune and ended the jobs of most of its employees. Former Tribune managing editor Ken Kane is among our panel to discuss the shutdown on Florida Matters this evening at 6:30. In this preview, Kane discusses the morning they learned the paper was no more.
We knew there was going to be a major announcement. We also knew that we had to get out of the building pretty soon because they're going to start developing it, and we had to be out by May the 16th. Our owners, up until that time, hadn't signed a lease for us to move, so we knew that things were a little precarious, but we still held out some hope that some other media company like Gannett or Gatehouse or somebody like that was going to buy us and keep us operating.
Most employees came into the building that morning with the intention of putting out the following day's paper.
Absolutely. I conducted a news meeting at 10:15 that morning, and one of the things we sketched out for the front page was news about the Tribune, because we knew there was going to be an announcement. We just didn't know what it was.
And the announcement came when?
Well, at 2:45, there was a manager's meeting where all the department heads, myself included, were called into a small conference room, and in walked Paul Tash, the CEO of Times Publishing, and Neil Brown, the editor of the Times. So at that moment, most of us recognized them, so you could hear audible gasps in the room. The woman next to me started crying before anybody even said anything, I think. And Paul tried to small talk for a little bit, like, what's the news today? And we were like, come on, you know, let's get on with it. And he told us right off the bat, you published your last edition this morning, and that we're going to close the Tribune and we'll be hiring some people, but for the most of you, we're going to pay you 2 months.
Wayne Garcia, you have worked for both papers and are still close to reporters on both sides of the Bay. There's always been healthy competition between Times and Trib reporters, but they also seem to have a lot of respect for each other.
There was a lot of familiarity. There were a lot of people that, you know, did have a great deal of respect and also knew that there was a difference between sort of corporate philosophies and the people who led us and, you know, the reporters on and editors who were, you know, really involved in being on the street.
Alexis Milner, the Tribune had been, you know, in a very rough way in recent years, but the Times has also been in dire financial straits for the better part of 10 years. It's gone from more than 400 employees back in 2006 to around half that now, probably fewer. Many of those who remain got pay cuts. Retiree health benefits went away. Times CEO Paul Tash in a 2004 memo told him, or was it 2014, told employees, this is a good time to consider your options. He was announcing buyouts here. So the Times no longer has to worry about its competition across the Bay, but how long does this keep the wolf from the door?
Well, newspaper revenue, by and large, around the country has been in a steady decline for years now. And so it's a discussion that's going on, you know, all over the place. And back in 2009, when we saw newspapers like the Seattle Post-Intelligencer and the Rocky Mountain News shut down, it made major news everywhere. And this event had less national attention. But the fact is, you know, you look at the challenge that daily newspapers are facing in terms of that revenue flow, it's mighty.
That's Alexis Milner, the editor of the Tampa Bay Business Journal. Wayne Garcia, journalism professor at the University of South Florida and a former reporter at both the Tribune and Times. And Ken Kane, the former managing editor of the Tribune. You can hear that entire conversation on Florida Matters this evening at 6:30.